speaking of JP Roofing and Siding, join me at JP Roofing and Siding, Route 30 in Irwin on next Wednesday, November 20th, for a live broadcast from 10 till 2. We'll be kicking off our Fan for the Win campaign to benefit the Women's Center and Shelter of Greater Pittsburgh. Drop off a gift card from a retail location or grocery store that can go to a family who is displaced due to domestic abuse. Anyone making a donation will get pizza and a beverage, courtesy of Bishop's Pizza in North Versailles and JP Roofing. We're talking Steelers, Ravens, obviously, from the emotional side of it, which makes sports fun, right? I used to have this argument with Ron. He would say fans just want to win, that if you're Pitt, they want to go 11-0, 12-0, no questions asked. And I said, well, you know, forget about rivalries, anything else. Just win. And I said, all right, so if you're a Pitt fan, you'd want to play Youngstown State 12 times? Or would you want to have a schedule that had Notre Dame, West Virginia, and Penn State on it, where you gear up for the rivalry for the whole week and have your tailgate parties and talk about the games and play great, memorable games? I don't know, man. That, to me, rivalries are what make sports, Donnie. That's how I feel.
For sure. Wait, so he really just said that the teams would play, would prefer to play like the easiest teams the whole way through?
His point was that fans, and I heard his point, was that fans just want you to win, that they'll be happy if you've won. Like, and yeah, if you're sitting there at 11-0 because you beat Youngstown State 11 times, I get it. If you played a real, you know, easy schedule, that's an extreme example. But I would always say so much of the fun in sports is the lead-in to games like this.
For
like,
sure.
Like this one. Win or lose. The lead-in is a huge part of the fun.
And you'll also look back in years down the road and remember the big games, even if the game was lost.
Right.
You'll remember the big moment that maybe was the reason for the loss. I mean, it doesn't have to be a good memory necessarily, but you're not going to remember, oh, well, they beat so-and-so by 22 points. You know, like, I don't know how long we'll be talking about the Steelers beat the Jets by 22 on Sunday Night Football. I don't think I'll be talking about that game in 5 to 10 years.
Yeah. These are the ones, and it's all, for me, it's all about emotion. That's what gets stoked by a rival. And what we're talking about to lead the show is City Limits on Tuesday piping up with the following take that you're about to hear. And we've had a lot of different takes on his take, and the phone lines are still filled. Let's hear it again, Donnie.
The thing that I like about this rivalry, which is a little bit off the beaten path, is that there's so much respect in this rivalry. I feel like the Steelers, you hate Cincinnati. You hate Cleveland. You respect Baltimore.
I feel like City Limits is litigating these cases before they get on the air. He's trying to, you heard him back there arguing with people,
yeah.
Right? And now I feel like he's going to manipulate the calls to only get his side on the air. So to mitigate that,
conversations aren't allowed with callers when trying to find out what they want to talk about.
I want caller number one, Donnie, whoever it is, the top person on the list. Go to them.
Here is Bill in Chicago.
Hello, Bill.
Hey, Joe. Donnie, City Limits. Boy, he put me at top. First, let me apologize to City Limits. I yelled at him when I was on the phone.
I accept,
Bill. Because respect. Joe, come on. And you had to do this. Okay, so you get all us emotional fans involved. And Joe, I'm in Chicago. So at 9 o'clock, I'm wondering, what am I doing at 9 a.m.? I got to put Joe on. So you talk about this today. We're talking about respect, especially the Baltimore Ravens. You know who they are? They're the fake Browns. When Modell dragged them out of Cleveland that night, I'll never forget it because he ruined the greatest rivalry in football. And now they're the fake Browns. And then we have to pretend like we respect somebody like Ray Lewis. I can't stand him. Dancing in the end zone, and now we're going to sit here and get fired up. This is probably one of the biggest Steeler games in the last 20 years. I'm so excited. Listen, you're talking about the Dolphins and the Bills. I'll never forget the Raiders and the Steelers in the 70s. I'll be 62 in January. That's emotion. Those are the rivalries. I call Jack Lambert and ask him if he ever would respect the Raider organization. He'd fire up a heater at halftime, suck down two beers, and run back out there and want to run over Stabler. That's how we feel. Joe, you're right. It's emotion.
These guys want to sit down. These two want to sit down and roast marshmallows with John Harbaugh tonight. It's unbelievable.
Because I'm sure they're really nice kids, and I respect your fathers. Donnie's always talking about his dad taking him to games, everything. Yeah, but roasting marshmallows? No, I'm going to put on my Steeler hard hat and want to punch a hole in the screen if I. Lamar Jackson, the most overrated quarterback in the NFL. He's a running back, playing quarterback. We all know that. He's not going to never win a Super Bowl. Never. Oh, okay. I feel better. I'm sorry. City Limits, I apologize. Donnie, great. I love having you on Fridays. Although, you know, it's like Malzie. He's more upset that they dragged Cleveland, too. He's a fake Cleveland fan. I mean, it's emotion. I grew up in Pittsburgh my whole life. I'm here now in Chicago. We grew up with that. Oh, you got my blood pressure up. Thanks, guys.
Oh, sorry about that, Bill. That was
going,
great.
Bill, if you want. Are you done?
No, because I've been wanting to call you for a long time. It's just like, listen, you know, it's like the guy when he asks, you know, you get in the locker room. What are you doing? What are you guys doing? What are we doing here? We're talking about the Ravens. We should be talking about what we're going to do to win on Sunday. We're talking about respect. That's why I don't watch the NBA anymore, Joe. You watch the NBA. I mean, and Joe, what is it? Joel Embiid from Philadelphia. He's on load management.
Yeah, well, a lot of these guys for a lot of years have been on load management.
Does anybody anymore in a locker room, like, you know, TJ or Cam, come up to him and say, hey, what are you doing?
what are we doing here? We're talking about the fake Browns. Since you're being Cleveland.
Fake Browns. Fake Browns. He's right.
Baltimore shouldn't even have a team. They're not allowed to have a team. Modell drove down there with an 18-wheeler, and I told City Limits a story. You guys remember the early 2000s through the Black and Gold Brigade. It was a fan club we belonged to. We made KDKA, made wrist armbands for Cleveland fans who were allowed to come down and tailgate with us. Because they took the Browns from them. And Cleveland, we met a bunch of Cleveland fans, and it was horrible. And I'm not saying I respect Cleveland fans, but we felt bad for them because it was the greatest rivalry in sports.
I hear you, man. Donnie, jump in. Thank you for the call.
Bill, that was something. And he comes at that with the perspective of somebody from the generation that my dad is in. They're about the same age. He said he was 62. Yeah. My dad is 61.
I'm in that ballpark, too, Donnie. I'm old enough to be your dad.
He did say something there early on in the call that I think is absolutely true, which is why, yeah, I mean, I'm juiced for the game on Sunday. Like, I feel like Limits and I and other people who may have the same opinion, that people are just assuming, well, if you don't hate them, you're not fired up for the game. You can absolutely be fired up for a game like this. And what he said in the middle there, this is the biggest Steelers-Ravens game, I think, in 5+ years, almost 10 years. I think since that Christmas Day game, the Immaculate Extension game, this is the biggest one.
I would agree with that. And I would also say this, Donnie, and before the show went the direction it went, which I'm glad it did, really glad it did, I would say that with Lamar and the Ravens having lost, well, not him individually, but the Ravens having lost 7 of 8. And him having the record he does against the Steelers, that the pressure in this game is on the Ravens, in my opinion. Not only that, but if they lose, they don't control their fate in the division all of a sudden. The Steelers can afford to lose and still control their fate. We talked about, and I think he's going to play really well, but I also think Russell's going to play well. Last week, Little Limits pulled up a chair for a story from Grandpa Joe. It was time for a course correction. Do you remember that story,
yes,
Donnie? And I said, in the NFL, when Bill Parcells said, you are what your record says you are, he was talking about the end of the season. The Commanders were not a 7-2 team. And I said the course correction wasn't going to be one, it was going to be 2 games in 5 days, which is what has happened here. They are what they are now, more like what they are at 7-4. What we're going to get this weekend, I think, is a statistical correction, a career correction, something along those lines with Lamar. he hasn't even played in half the available starts he's had against the Steelers, and the numbers are horrific. They are. Mm-hmm. 4 touchdowns, 7 picks, 50% of his passes. I just can't see over the course. Something's got to correct itself there. And if it doesn't, and if they lose for the 8th time in 9 games against the Steelers, then I will start to say that the Steelers are absolutely in his head. And that the Steelers, at that point, would be starting to own the Ravens. 8 out of 9 in this series? There was one point where the Ravens won 7 out of 10. There's been nothing quite like this, though. But I don't think it's going to happen. However, I do think Russell's going to put up some points, too. But the bottom line there, Donnie, is I think that there's going to be a little bit of a correction with Lamar.
Now, what if he would have a big game, but it's just that defense is so bad that they can't get it done? Like what if he puts up legit MVP numbers,
yeah,
and they lose a shootout?
Could easily happen. And I think it's going to be a shootout, by the way. It hardly ever is. The Ravens hardly ever put up 20 points anymore in this rivalry. It's been like 5, 6, 7 games since they've put up 20 against the Steelers. But for most of the time, they haven't had him. Yeah, that could happen, Donnie. It could. Steelers could win a shootout.
And I would almost wonder then if it is the Steelers are in the head of John Harbaugh more,
yeah,
than anybody else.
Yes.
Because I think that happens. I do think he gets really out over his skis in this game. Like I was saying earlier, I think that he is a pretty good coach. I think he's pretty close to the level of Mike Tomlin. And in some ways, you could even say he's better. But he gets into this game, and he just overthinks things all the time. I mean, I think a glaring one a few years ago, it was the last Big Ben game against the Ravens in Pittsburgh. He's going for 2 in a weird spot. I know it's, you know, maybe to win the game, but he's doing things, I feel, in almost every matchup that make you kind of question what's going on.
Like, overcompensating, maybe?
Yeah.
I mean, Patrick Peterson, I thought, gave away a Tomlin secret last year after that first game, when he said, coach told us, you know, just hang in there, and basically Harbaugh will, what did he say, burn the house down late? Remember that quote from Patrick Peterson?
I don't remember that exact part,
yeah,
at the end.
Like they'll burn the barns or something late in the game. In other words, he'll overcompensate. He'll go nuts late in the game. That seems to be what Tomlin's message to his team was last year. So I'm with you on that one. But I do think that there's more pressure on Lamar and the Ravens to win this game. Do you agree with that?
There absolutely is. Because the Steelers, I don't want to say the position they're in is almost like a house money type thing or found money, whatever phrase you want to use, because they've started off the season a little bit better than what most people expected. But the, like you said, the Ravens haven't won in this series consistently in quite a while. Lamar Jackson has not played well in this series in the games that he has played in. And the head coach has been a big reason why they've lost some of these games.
And I'll give you the perfect example to back up what you're saying, Donnie. Here's the quote. Steelers were trailing by 2 with 1:25 to play in the fourth quarter. Remember when Pickens caught that touchdown from
Pickett?
Yes. So it was a 2nd and 9 from the Ravens 41. And Baltimore burned the house down. Remember, they went all out?
Mm-hmm.
It was a 0 coverage.
Yes.
Do you remember that? Patrick Peterson, on his podcast, went on a couple days later and said, the crazy thing about it is, and I'll never forget it, on Wednesday in our meeting, Coach Tomlin said, when it's a dying moment, they'll try to burn the house down. You go back to that moment, Peterson said, and I'll be damned, they tried to burn the house down, and we caught them. That's what you're talking about,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I mean, you've gotten into the big moments of these matchups the last handful of times, and for whatever reason, John Harbaugh just crumbles. And it's not like the guy's never coached in a big game. He's coached in plenty, but he gets into the moment where it's like he's just... It's almost like he's staring across that field,
yeah,
at Mike Tomlin and thinking, I'm going to get you this time. And he hasn't in the last handful of games.
I'm trying to get over the fake brands. I mean, that was a moment, wasn't it?
Oh, he was on a roll.
That was just incredible.
A roll through history.
The fake brands. Okay. Did Malzi say yesterday that I coined the term immaculate extension?
He questioned if you did.
I honestly don't know if I did. I tried to go back and look today. I think I put it in my column that day. So I may have, but to be very, very blunt with you, I don't remember. It may have been something that popped up on Twitter. It may have been something that media guys were talking about. I don't remember, but I think I used it in the column the next day. So I'll be honest with you. I don't remember if I coined it. I may have been one of the first ones to use it in print. I'll tell you that.
You could maybe get like a little, like half a star there, half credit.
Yeah, I'll take half a star.